Mahlzeit.
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 Mahlzeit. Ja, was gibt's denn heute?
Mittagspause bei Radio Blau.
Ja, wunderschönen guten Mittag in der Sendung Mittagspause hier am Donnerstag, dem 26. Juni. Welcome in the broadcast Mittagspause at Radio Blau in English today also because I have Eddie with me and we want to talk about Verona, yeah. The town where you nearly come from. Actually, you come from a bit north of Verona.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is it a small town where you come from or is it?
Yeah, it's a small town. I'm from the suburb of Verona.
How big is the small town?
I don't know, but it's very little, very small town.
Village,
yeah.
Nearly.
Yeah.
And how far is it in the north of Verona?
I think 10 kilometers away. No, so not much. Like you can reach the city center in
by foot, or by bicycle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a good bicycle connection? Because last year I was talking to a bicycle expert about Verona and bicycle ways in Italy.
Yeah, in Italy I don't know certainly, but in Verona the bicycle lanes are like a lot missing because there's sometimes you find it, sometimes you don't. So yeah, it's a bit difficult to find a bike lane in Verona, yeah.
Do you like to go by bicycle anyway?
I prefer to walk, actually.
Okay. Yeah. And what are your first childhood memories of Verona? Did you grow up in the small town?
Yeah, yeah.
So Verona was a big city next to a small town, but actually you were growing up in this more protected surrounding in a small town.
I've always wondered what it would be like to grow up in the city center because I didn't so. But now I think it was better for me to grow up there and not in the city center.
And what are your first memories of Verona? Did your parents bring you there as a child? Did you have relatives there? Or what are your first impressions of Verona as a child?
The first memories were during middle school when we did a trip with the school, with my classmates, and it was the first time I went to Verona. So it was a bit strange because I had never seen the monuments or the streets, the squares, and things like that. And it was a good impression for being the first real impression. And then, after that. I sometimes got I went out with my friends or things like that in the city center, and now I'm not always there, but I also have my school in the city center, so I can see the old part of Verona every day, so it's fantastic, I think.
And the surrounding of Verona, has it a beautiful nature? You told me there the mountains are already starting where your small town is. Is it nearest to the mountains?
Yeah,
so
my town is like the first town before the mountains. So if you go north from my town, you can you can climb the mountains, you can reach the Lessinia, that is this big natural park, this big chain of mountains that is beautiful, I think, because there are a lot of paths and ways you can walk or even explore nature. Woods, peaks, and things like that. So it's beautiful, and Verona. I think it's surrounded by a lot of nature because you have these mountains, and then you have also Lake Garda, that is
also a beautiful,
yeah, a beautiful place to go.
Destination.
Yeah.
So, but Verona in itself is quite flat. It's not with much mountains.
Yeah, Verona is pretty flat. Yeah, there are. There's just like
some historical monuments I've heard are on a sort of a hill.
Yeah, there's the Castello di San Pietro. That is San Pietro's castle, we can say in English, and it's like up on a hill. So if you want to go there, you have to climb the stairs, and when you're up, when you have climbed all those stairs, you can see the entire city of Verona from above. So it's beautiful because you can see everything, and you have a really great view, I think.
I must try. And also a thing about Verona is the river. There's a river Adige? Edite?
Yeah, in Italian it's Adige.
Etch.
In German, Etch. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever been going on the Etch with a boat or something?
No, I've never, but...
Or swimming in Etch?
No, you can't swim because it's a really big river, and I don't think you can go swimming without I don't know, an agency or a corporation that helps you with the activities because it's not a free space, we can say. So there are a lot of people doing for example rafting and things like that, but I don't think you can go and swim whenever you want.
I've also heard that to the dryness in Italy because of climate change, perhaps there's less water in rivers like the Po. And do you notice that there's sometimes in the summer less water in the Adige?
It's a two-factor thing, because when you're in summer, sometimes there's a little less water, but you can't really notice the difference. The problem is sometimes during other seasons like autumn, there are there's a lot of rain, and when it's raining so much, the river starts raising the river level raise, and sometimes it can also go out.
Flood.
And sometimes they also closed the school, the schools in Verona because of that reason. And sometimes it can be a problem because it's not a big river, but it can cause damages, and it's a very old city, so it can be damaged pretty easily. So, yeah.
We will also listen to some music, and the fun thing is that I also chose some music, and actually not from Verona, but I got to know some Italian bands in the 90s that were on tour in Germany, and one of the bands I got to know is a group Peggio Punks, a punk band. How could it be different? Because I mostly listen to punk music, and 1 week ago there was also even a punk band from Verona in Leipzig, Los Fastidios. They are sort of a ska band or so. Maybe we can, and you can also choose some music later, and we will mix it up together to play some Italian music. Not all from Verona probably, but we will also play some music. And now we listen to Peggio Punks with the song Solitudine. It's from the 1980s, from a punk band. They come from Alessandria, I think, which is a bit west to Verona.
Allora che
was the punk band Peggio Punks from Alessandria, not from Verona. We are talking about Verona with Eddie, who comes from near Verona. And your parents, they have a bakery, I think I know. And what is the specialties of Verona in according to baking? Is there some specialities, like special sorts of pizza and bakery goods from that come from Verona?
There are a lot of things that are pretty common in Verona, we can say. For example, le brasadele, that are
le
like...
Le brasadele.
Yeah, it's like a sweet with like a cookie, but made with butter, eggs, and a bit of sugar, like sprinkled on it, and it's hard, like it's like very crunchy, and we have some cakes too. For example, la sabbiosa, that sabbia in Italian is like sand, because when you break the cake, like it's sand, like sand. Yeah, okay. It breaks like easily. Really crunchy. And
sounds good.
Yeah, and then like speaking of bread, we have for example, I don't think it's from Verona, but in general in Italy it's a pretty common type of bread, and it's the ciabattina or ciabatta. The translation is like the flip-flop, but it's called like that because of its form, like it's I don't know what to say, like it's made like as a shoe, like for example, and it's really crunchy. It's made out of yellow flour.
Oh, okay. And from mice. What's
yeah, 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 yeah. And it's crunchy, and outside it's a lot crunchy, but inside it's like a beehive. We call it alveoli.
You should have brought some examples for me.
I didn't think about it. But.
And as a child, did you like baking? Because your parents chose the profession of baking.
Yeah, my parents have a bakery, so I like that job. I enjoy working with them and helping out, like when I can, when I'm not at school. And I think it's a really fun work. The only little problem that someone could like find in that job is the time, when like the span of time that you work.
Getting
working.
Up very early.
Yeah, because you have to get up very early, because you need to get up at least at 4 a.m. If you want to like do the entire turn. And sometimes my parents help me and let me get up like at 8 a.m. or things like that. So it's a bit easier, but still, if you sometimes wake up at 4 a.m., you are devastated when you go home. So, yeah.
What's the day of your parents? They get up at 4 or at 3 and then they go to the bakery?
Yeah,
prepare everything.
I have my father that wakes up between 12:30 p.m. a.m. and 1 a.m. Because he has to do the he has to prepare a lot of things, so he wakes up earlier than my mother and my brother. So he wakes up at 1 a.m. sometimes. And then he stays there for like 12 hours, because we close at 1 p.m. And it's a pretty long turn. And then my mother and my brother, they wake up at 3:30, 4 a.m. And then they stay in the bakery, yeah, at least until 1 p.m. So the good thing about that is that you have long turns, but they are not so so hard, because sometimes you don't have clients and you don't have to do something, so you can rest sometimes. You have time in between some clients or things like that, so you can take some rest here and there. Yeah.
Is it a small bakery or with a cafe something?
No, it's a small bakery. Yeah, it's really small because we just do it. We work in family. Yeah, we don't have external people. We are just it's just a family job, and we like it. Even it's even if it's a bit small place, but yeah, we're enjoying it. So yeah, it's fun.
Are there more bakeries in the small town where you come from?
Yeah, well, the bakery is not in the town I come from. It's a bit to the south. Yeah. It's in between
Verona
and Lugo, that is where I come from. So yeah, in that like zone, there are other two bakeries. And yeah, it's even if there are these other two bakeries, we still have a lot to do. So yeah, it's a good thing, I think.
Have you been going to bakeries in Leipzig, and what do you miss there?
Well, I bought some bread in some supermarkt and in a Lucas store.
Oh, that's standard quality.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, I think it was pretty good. Because yeah, I can't say it was like my father's bread, but
no.
Yeah, but it was good. Yeah, I liked it. So yeah, pretty good.
There are also some better bakeries in Leipzig, some older ones that have a longer history and have more specific bakery goods. But yeah, in the supermarket, it's like standard, and also it's a bit a danger for the traditional bakeries that they are cheaper sometimes, and and the traditional bakeries have a bit problems, I guess, to survive sometimes. Is that a problem to survive economically with a bakery?
Well, probably I have to ask that to my parents, but as I can see, no, it's not that hard. Like, there are a lot of different jobs that if you are the like the CEO of the job of that place, it's so much harder to like keep going on. And I think bakery is it's not easy, because it's not easy, but if you work properly, you can make a good living.
And is pizza also something very traditional to Verona, or is it more from the south?
Pizza is more from the south, because it was born, it was created in Naples, in Napoli. But it spread all over Italy,
all over the world, probably.
Yeah, in Italy, of course, because you know, pizza is probably one of the most eaten things in Italy, I think, together with pasta. We also make pizzas. But it's a bit different from like the pizza we all know, like the circular pizza made in a plate and you cut it like in slices. It's not like that, because we make big plates like rectangular plates.
Yeah, okay. Hmm.
Yeah, and it's not it's not a little slice. It's like more high on the border and on the center too. So yeah, it's a bit. It's a different type of pizza, but
and are there specialties? Or what's on top of it? What the ingredients are for your bakery, or well, is it the standard things?
Yeah,
like,
there are the like the tastes you can think about, or the ingredients you can put on are probably. The same as in the entirety of Italy, because for example you can put on onions and sausages or onion and I don't know, just onions, or you can put würstel, you can put there's quattro formaggi, that is four cheese.
Yeah. Oh, I like it.
That it's pretty famous, I think.
Like quattro formaggi bianche as a pizza
that is without tomato sauce. And yeah, there are a lot of different ingredients you can put on. You can also ask or like think for yourself of what you want to put on the pizza. So.
We will listen to more music to make a break, and as you have not yet chosen something here, I will play something from this band from Verona, Los Fastidios. They are a ska band, and a bit, yeah, they are also known for their political engagement. They are anti-racist ska band, because Verona has also a tradition and a history of right-wing history, I've heard from, in the time when Italy was in the 1920s, 30s. And we can hear a song by them, the song Beverly. As I mentioned before, Los Fastidios have been on tour, and they were playing in Leipzig 1 week ago. And the Italian language broadcast here at Radio Blau has also been there and did an interview with them. Maybe we can hear that at some point. I didn't hear it now, but we can listen first to their music, Beverly from Los Fastidios.
Kind. Oh, you have to do what?
that's the band Los Fastidios with the song Beverly, and we will listen to more music now also. You have chosen a song.
Can yeah.
you tell me something about it. It's Goodbye.
Yeah. It's a song by Maria Tomba that is an Italian artist from Verona, and she also did my same school, and I don't know her like in person, but I know who she is, and she went to X Factor, that is a big singing program in Italy, and then also she went at Sanremo, the Festival of Sanremo, that is the biggest festival of Italian music, and it's made one time a year. So yeah, she's pretty famous, and she's from Verona. She's from my same school. So
oh, super.
Yeah.
Do you play an instrument or?
No, I don't. Yeah.
Singing in the bathtub or yeah. No.
No, I prefer like listening to music. Yeah, I listen to a lot of music.
Yeah,
but
that's also good. We will listen to Goodbye.
Dove sono finita? Al chiaro di luna mi sento confusa, non riesco a trovare un'uscita. Poi arrivi tu, mi proponi una sfida. Giochiamo ad amarci ma senza toccarci, vediamo chi cederà prima. Ah, distratto. Schiocco di dita, mi basta per farti cadere i miei piedi, anche se resto vestita, ti dico di più. Ho trovato l'uscita, il sole che sorge mi asciuga le dita, mi sveglio e la sfida è finita. Ah, pensavi di aver vinto, invece no, invece no, perché lo sai che se ti vuoi perdere nei miei occhi blu, devi lasciarti andare.
The end of the song.
Yeah.
Post. Yeah, very interesting. And you also told me that you are interested in walking. And did you ever do trips then with more than one day walking to the nature surrounding Verona?
Yeah, Verona is a really good connected city, we can say. Like every place is connected to another for a walk, with a walk path and with a street. So it's a really good good place if you like walking, because for example, if you want to go from Verona to like from the city center to a mountain like near my house, you can do it walking, and you have a lot of paths like that between you can choose.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it's I think it's a really beautiful city if you like to walk.
And did you also did a trip and with a tent or something, or did you wear? Did you sleep at night somewhere? Or
yeah, if you want to do a really, yeah. If you want to do a really long walk, you can also do it. But a lot of the paths you can like choose are doable in just a day or less. Okay. So yeah, it's not so complicated. There are a lot of hard paths, obviously, but pretty much everything you can manage to do in like a day. So.
And what is the name of the mountains? There's a nature park also north of
Verona. Yeah, there are a lot of mountains. For example, Il Carega or Il Corno. Poi. There are a lot of mountains and I just don't remember all of them, but there are a lot of like good peaks from which you can like see all the city from above. For example, I have a house in the mountains, a mountain house, we can say.
Oh, cool.
In Erbezzo, that is like 15 minutes from my like main house. And there you can do a lot of walking paths, even in a day, even in just like 2-3 hours. And you can see a lot of nature, a lot of animals. You can see the city from like really high above, and have a beautiful view. And yeah, it's beautiful if you are already in the mountains. But even if you want to start from like under the the mountains.
There's some interesting personality from Leipzig, Johann Gottfried Säum. He lived in the 18th century and he walked all the way from Leipzig to Syracuse in Sicilia in the year 1802. He didn't cross Verona, actually. He went over Trieste and then Venezia and then further to Roma. But it's very interesting because he traveled, he walked by foot all the way from Leipzig, and he describes it in his book. The book is called Spaziergang nach Syrakus im Jahre 1802 und 1803. It was very popular because it was describing the landscape also.
Yeah.
It was a very long trip. It took him, yeah, I guess, half a year or longer.
And, yeah, and in those years, probably, it was
different, harder. Yeah. He tells a lot about the swamps and the areas where it was very hard to go by foot. And he takes a kutsche, a cab also sometimes, but most of the way he walked by foot. And I find that very interesting, that because it changes the perception of a landscape and a land, if you walk by foot for such a long time. Also was near Trieste and I was walking there sometime, and it was also very beautiful to walk in the mountains.
Yeah, I think if you like do a walk across the entirety of Italy, like from the north to the south, you can see a lot of beautiful landscapes, and they are all different. It's incredible how the diversity of the landscapes in Italy is such beautiful, because they're not like all the same. There's a lot of different landscapes, and they are all beautiful in their like differences.
Yeah, it's also hard to imagine that time, that period, 1802.
Yeah.
I mean, there weren't any streets and motorways at that time, so
it was a lot harder.
Yeah, it was harder, but also pretty beautiful, I would imagine.
Yeah, probably more beautiful than
nature
now.
Was more dangerous also, perhaps, because there were animals more.
Yeah, maybe it's a risk that pays well when you do when you actually end the trip.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's a good, interesting book, and yeah, Johann Gottfried Säume. There's also a museum near Leipzig where he has been living in his old age. What next? I'm also very interested in libraries, and Verona has a very long tradition and has also some very important libraries, as I have been told. There's a very old library there. Can you tell us something?
Yeah, in Verona there is the oldest still working city library. Sorry. It's the oldest still doing its job, and it's the Biblioteca Comunale di Verona, it's the oldest because it was the Alexandria one in Egypt, but it was destroyed and it's not working. And that is the oldest of all time, but the oldest one still working is in Verona. And I think it's a beautiful thing because I visited it and it's really beautiful and it has a lot of old manuscripts and books that you can see in person how old they are. And it's fascinating to see all these books and I don't know how to say it, but
how much history they have inside. Yeah,
they keep inside probably 1,000 years of history, and it's beautiful to think about it. And also I have a little funny story about that library, because in the past years someone wanted a piece of work from one of the oldest books in the library, so he came in the library with a perfect copy of those pages of that book, and he took the pages from the book and he exchanged them with the fake ones. And when they discovered that they were fake,
what a bad thing! Yeah.
The police discovered it and found the pages online on the black market. And they arrested him.
Oh,
and
bad thing, at least.
So it ended well, fortunately. But it's incredible how old the books are. Just to imagine that people want to rob the library because it's so old. It's so a monument, probably. So.
Yeah, there's also, do you still use libraries? Because libraries and young people sometimes they still use them. Sometimes
I go to the library sometimes when I have to study, pretty much when I have to study, because for books, I buy them. I don't rent them with a library. But if I have to study, I go to the library. I have a library 10 minutes away from my home. So I go there and there's a different piece that helps you study. So when I have a big test and things like that, I go to the library and I study very hard for 3 hours, so I remember the things I study.
Did you ever read a good book that is situated in Verona? I mean, there's important ones by William Shakespeare. Romeo and Juliet is situated in Verona, and also The Two Gentlemen from Verona, which is one of the first plays by William Shakespeare, I guess.
Yeah.
But did you read also more modern ones about Verona?
Well, about Verona, no, I didn't. I'm not that much into reading. But on Romeo and Juliet, yeah, I can say some words about that book, that drama. Yeah, it's a very famous thing of Verona, it's also sometimes a tourist trap, because a lot of things that are in Verona sometimes aren't actually not real, but they're made like for the tourists. Yeah, it's like a marketing thing, we can say. And yeah, but I think the Romeo and Juliet story, it's pretty interesting. And I like William Shakespeare. I liked studying that author. So yeah.
What are your plans? Would you like to study something? What are your interests? You still go to school, I guess?
Yeah, I still go to school. I'm in the fourth year. In Italy, we have 5 years of in high school. So I still have a year left. And I want to study at university. One of the subjects I like more is chemistry, but I have to think about it still. So I will probably choose some scientific things, like scientific subjects for the university. But I still have a year left in high school, so I have time to think about it. Yeah.
Yeah, you can concentrate on the chemistry of bakery goods.
Yeah, it's a pretty funny thing that when I like told my parents that I'm a lot into chemistry, my father said, yeah, you know that like bakery in general is like based on chemistry, because it's all of the entirety of baking is made out of chemistry, laws and things. For example, fermentation, it's called levitation, I think.
Could be.
Yeah. All of the things that are in bakery are also in chemistry. So true. Yeah, it's a really linked up thing. So
interesting.
It would be interesting. Maybe I can study chemistry to improve my bakery.
It will be interesting. Yeah, chemical bakery.
Yeah.
Sounds strange. Yeah, we see also a picture that's of Verona, and it's a hill.
This is Castello San Pietro.
And in the front, we see the River Adige, the edge, or is it?
Yeah, this is
else?
The edge.
And we see the hill. There's also some Roman ruins of.
Yeah, Verona is a very old city and comes from the Roman Empire. So the streets, a lot of buildings, and a lot of monuments, and also the structure itself. Is from the Romans ages. So, for example, one big difference I noticed between Leipzig and Verona is that in Verona it's all pretty compact and closed, and it's organized very badly, because it's a very old city and the structure of the city has been the same since the Roman Empire.
Yeah.
So even if you want to add something, you can't, because the structure is that. You can't change it.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Very old. And instead, in Leipzig, it's a very new city, new structure.
Yeah,
so it's organized a lot better in... not as Verona, because Verona is a beautiful city, but it's a bit it's an old city, so yeah. It's not also organized very
during
well.
During the war, lots of spaces came into existence in Leipzig that were bombed flat, and then
in the
1950s they arranged it differently somehow than the history was, and
It was rebuilt.
Also before, already in the 18th century, much of the historical buildings were erased and new buildings, because they thought it was better to build something new than to contain the old buildings. Sad sometimes that the historic substance of a town is destroyed. It's interesting to have a town where it's where the historic building substance is still alive.
A lot of buildings obviously were also destroyed or things like that. So every building is that old, the structure itself of the city is very old. So it's organized in the best possible way it could be, because you can't do better. And probably that's one of the main reasons why you don't have that much bicycle lanes. When we were talking about bicycle lanes, one of the main reasons for this is because it's a very old structure, so you can't build that much bicycle lanes. So sometimes you find them, sometimes you don't.
What is Verona doing about the heat? We all have the problem with climate change and the cities get hotter. There's lots of concrete in the cities. Are they aware of the problems that the summers get hotter, or
sometimes? They are aware, but they can't do much about it, I think, because also my parents are telling me during these weeks, they're telling me that it's a lot hot in the city right now, and the big problem is that it's not so hot, because for example here it's a hot weather, but there's a lot of wind, so you can breathe. In Verona there's not so much wind, and the air is always the same, we can say. So there's a lot of humidity, and it's a different warm. It's a different hot, we can say, hot weather. It's more suffocating. Like you feel that there's a lot of warm.
Okay, we need to listen to more music, because it's also hot here in the studio in Leipzig. Also, the heat came to Leipzig already, and it's a very hot day. We can go swimming. How about swimming in Verona? Are there any lakes? Or do
there's the Lake Garda, Verona, or you're pretty close to the sea also, because you're near the Mar Adriatico. So yeah, you can also go swimming in the sea, and in a trip like during you can reach the sea in 1 hour, and the lake too. So you can choose which is better for you. So yeah,
we will listen to one more song by my favorite band Peggio Punks to have more punk. But you can also choose the song for the last minutes of the broadcast. You listen to the song Ci Stanno Accidendo.
Ci Stanno Uccidendo.
Again, yeah, we are in the broadcast Mittagspause at Radio Plau in Leipzig, this time in English language as we talk with Eddie about Verona. And what else to say about Verona? We have only 5 minutes left. What is important?
Yeah, I think we said pretty everything about Verona. Yeah, it's a really beautiful city. I suggest all of the people there, listening go to visit Verona at least one time in their lives, because yeah, it has a lot of big monuments, old monuments, and a lot of things that when you see them, you are like really, they are beautiful, I think. So
perhaps not in summer, as it's
yeah hot, not
but in
summer,
springtime or in autumn.
Yeah, perhaps, in the winter is winter, better. Yeah, okay. The weather in the winter is perfect, I think.
How far is it to the sea from Verona to the Adria?
Like an hour, like with the car
to the east.
Yeah, to the southeast.
Southeast.
Yeah.
Do you sometimes go there for swimming?
I went there a lot of times with my parents in the past years, but now I go mostly with my friends, so yeah.
Okay. You chose one last song from...
Yeah, I chose one last song from Maria Tomba. That is the same girl from the song I chose before. And this is Crush, another
Crush.
Of his songs. And yeah, cool. Have fun.
Classical topic like Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
Rincorro la metro e la perdo, peccato era l'ultima se la vi. La suora mi ha detto le porte al convento si chiudono le 11. Ho sempre sentito parlare di questa movida del venerdì. Entro dentro il locale, vado a prendere un drink ed è subito crash per lui che si veste Louis Vuitton. Ed è subito crash per lui, mi ha travolto come John. Ed è subito crash, ma lui guarda il tipo dietro me. Pensavo che guardasse me. Aia, che dolore al cuore, ma ci provo lo stesso e se non va pregherò il Signore che mi porti l'amore ed un prosecco da versargli addosso come scusa. Ma lui si avvicina, si apre la camicia ed è subito crash per lui che si veste Louis Vuitton. Ed è subito crash per lui, travolta come John. Ed è subito crash, ma lui va dal tipo dietro me. Pensavo che volesse me. Tu va, tu va, tu va, tu va, tu va, tu balli con lui. Resto da sola, la musica suona tra corpi sudati e poi altri due occhi bellissimi stanno venendo verso di me. Bello da togliere il fiato, mi basta un secondo, le ci son fe.
Quick end to this song.
Yeah.
And we will have to say goodbye now because it's only 1 minute left in the show.
Yeah.
The next thing you will hear is this broadcast Irre Leicht from Halle. That's about inclusive topics. And yeah, we would recommend you to visit Verona, as we told before. And when will you go back? Do you also miss Verona already?
Yeah, well, I don't miss Verona because the weather here is better. So yeah, I like being here.
Okay, yeah. And will you go swimming? How's swimming in Leipzig in comparison
to
Lake Garda?
Well, I've been a few times to Lake Garda, so I can't compare the two things, but for now I'm enjoying swimming in Leipzig, so yeah. think so it's a good thing.
So we have only 10 seconds left. So goodbye, everyone, and listen to Irre Leicht. That's in 5 seconds. Goodbye.
Bye.